This morning, Sister Maxine was talking about venom and the antidote for it. And I've been thinking about it this afternoon because the one that is really important is not so much poison a snake as the venom that can cause me to die spiritually. And, you know, there are a lot of, Sister Maxine mentioned a few of them this morning. There are a lot of things that the devil would like to use poison for us, and we may not even realize it at the beginning. But there's a place that I'd like to go to start this evening. You know, it was something in Exodus when the children of Israel were able to go, what a miracle, when they were able to walk through the Red Sea on dry land. It just held back and dried itself for them to walk through. And then when the Egyptians tried to follow, it folded back in on them. How long would that miracle last for you that you could say, God can do anything in my life? How long did it last for them? I was looking at the song that they sang in Exodus 15 and 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. You know, just after a trial, when we've gotten a victory, we can say a whole lot of things. I'm on top of the mountain today. This was quite a testimony that they were given. Goes on down in the 11th verse. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretched out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. So throughout this chapter, everything's going along real good. But you know, the chapter doesn't finish before they run into trouble. And there's an opportunity for some venom to come. 22nd verse, Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. And they went out in the wilderness of Shur and went 3 days. 3 days later in the wilderness, they found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. Now, 3 days before, God had done something for them that there was no way it could have been done. It was not in their ability to be able to deliver themselves. Now, 3 days later, they're up against something. And here is the venom. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And I was thinking about this. I can read about them, and it seems like, okay, folks, how could you have forgotten in 3 days what God did for you? And then I look in my own life and say, whoa, how can I forget so quickly what God has done for me? So this murmuring was to them like venom. It can be to us like venom. The song that we sang while ago, number 111, I was just thinking of that word. God's way is best. I will not murmur. You know, that's an easy song to sing. We can sing all 5 verses of it, and then it comes time to apply it in my life. I will not murmur, although the end I may not see. When I can't even tell how this is going to go, God's way is best. Now, Sister Wright, maybe a few weeks ago, gave a testimony, and she told about how that sometimes it was easy for her to get in, and she used a word that we hardly ever hear anymore, the mully grubs. Anybody heard of the mully grubs? Maybe it's an old term, but we all get in it every once in a while, where things are just kind of down for us. Things are not going well for us. You know, that can become venom in our lives, because what happens soon if we don't get a hold of something from it is that I start murmuring against God about the things that are happening in my life. What is the antidote for murmuring, for getting down? I was thinking about this, and I'll tell you how it came about. Brother Michael's paper for this month, I got it this past week, and I read it, The Gospel Truth. And it was The Power in Praise. And as I read through that this week, I realized, you know what, there's a key here for all of us. In the middle of trouble, when there's a lot of trouble around me, there is power in praise. And so I have some verses. Because, you know what, I really don't have a pep rally that I could give you and you leave out of here and say, you know what, praise is really going to help me. But God himself says there's some power that will come from praise. I was looking at the definition of it, praise. To extol in words or song, to magnify, to glorify on account of perfections or excellent works. So I've got some verses I'd like for us to look at. I'd like to start in Psalms. There are a lot of places in Psalms, and if you've ever looked up this word praise, you'll find there's more than we could go over tonight. Psalms 107 and 1 and 2. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And then it goes on down in the fifth verse. Then hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them, 107 and 5. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go into a city of habitation. And then I was looking at this verse, the eighth verse. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. He satisfieth the longing soul. He filleth the hungry soul with goodness. And this, I believe it's this chapter, they said they really don't know who the author is. But for this verse right here, I'd like to just kind of think about God saying, oh, that men would praise me for my goodness, for my wonderful works to the children of men. You know, we look at the difference between thanksgiving and praise. Is there a difference? I like to think of it this way. You know, we got Thanksgiving Day coming up Thursday. And what we use it for is we tell the Lord, I want to thank you for all of your temporal blessings is one of them, but also for spiritual blessings. All the things that you have done for me in the past, I thank you for it. But then praise, I like to think of it as being a little bit different. It's acknowledging who God is, not about what he has done, but who he is and how that he's well able to take care of any problem I face. Sometimes it's hard to separate the two because you start looking at praising God and soon you're going to be thanking him also. The two are going to go together. But I'd like to look at some verses in Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And then on down in the sixth verse, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles. And see all these places, eighth verse, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. I will bless the Lord at all times, that first verse, his praise. You know what? If I have praise continually in my mouth, there won't be place for murmuring against God. But I will be able to see what he's able to do. And it's easy for me to look around at things that God has made. I was thinking of another place that will cause me to think about God. Psalms 8 and 3. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? You know, I should be able to just see Genesis, the first chapter, and have thanksgiving coming for what God has given us. a flower, the detail of a flower, I ought to be able to look at that and say, thank you for giving me some. You know, he could have made everything just one color. It could have been all gray. All food could have been just a block. You eat it and you'll live. But instead, he gave us color. He gave us flavors. He gave us all those things. And, you know, part of that we should be thankful for. Part of that we should praise him for who he is and what he has done for us. So I was looking at this one just for me to see outside when the sun is shining in the day. When we see the stars and the moon at night, it needs to cause something to happen to me to where I praise him for who he is. I was looking at another verse, Psalms 145. There are a lot of places in Psalms that will talk to us about praising the Lord. And I'd like for us, you remember it says, thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. You know, we can think about, well, just times when a temptation comes that would lead me into sin. But you know, just, I want to hide his word in my heart to where I can realize, you know what, it's important for me to see this and praise him for who he is, what he is able to do before he has done it in my life. Thanksgiving is you did it, and I thank you for it. Praise is you are well able to take care of any problem I have. Psalms 145 and the first verse, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. You know what? If I would start filling my mind with these kind of verses, it says, one generation shall praise thy works to another. Am I passing it down to the next generation? Am I praising his works to my children? Are they able to recognize that there's praise there? One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I was looking on down in the 10th verse. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. You know, if I would start filling my mind with these kind of places, and then the devil would like to bring the venom of murmuring and complaining about what I don't have, that this would be able to show out, you know what? God is great. Another verse, Psalms 139. You know, because we have so many opportunities to have our mind turned toward how great God is and praise him for who he is. 139 and 14. I will praise thee. What am I going to praise him for now? For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You ever say, well, I don't really know what to praise him about. You know, I praise him that out of dust he was able to create us. And we really take it for granted how the body works until something quits working. And then we realize, wow, there was some detail in what God put together. So this is telling me, I'm going to praise you. Because I realize I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. There's another verse, Psalms 40. Here's another reason to give praise to him. 40 and 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined upon me, unto me, and heard my cry. And the third verse, he put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Has he put a new song in my heart? A new song in my mouth, even praise to our God. Is that what comes out? And it's easy for it to come out. I believe I can tell to the world, God is great. Look what he just did for me last week. What about when I'm still going through trouble? And I can still say, you know, I've still got that new song in my mouth. It's praise to God for who he is, what he is able to do. 48th chapter. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. That's praise. When I will be able to recognize, you know what? God is the answer for all of our problems. No matter what I'm going through today, he has the ability to help me. And there was Psalms 100. Psalms 100 and the first verse. This one tells us about praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And I look at this next verse, because this next verse could contain some venom for us if we're not careful. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. You know what, it's easy for me to say God's the one that has helped me to, you know, we're coming into Thanksgiving. It's easy to say I'm thankful for all the things Lord's done for me. Nebuchadnezzar had a problem with this verse. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. Remember when Nebuchadnezzar looked out all over all that he had been able to build, and he said, is not this great Babylon that I have been able to build? You know, venom for me, what, something that's going to affect my praise to him is when I feel like I've been able to do some things myself. But with this one, it's he that's made us and not we ourselves. We're his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth to all generations. And then the shortest chapter in the Bible, Psalms 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. Why? For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. And you remember when we read about Jehoshaphat? There's an army coming up against him, and there's nothing he can do about it in himself. But when he goes to the Lord and he tells God how great God is himself compared to this company that's coming up against him, God is well able to take care of it. And you remember the next day when he went out to battle, said he appointed singers that they would praise the beauty of holiness. Singers going out into a battle. And I've read a verse that I believe would be good for us to realize. It's in Psalms 22:3. Because you know what? We found out that God was right there. When they were singing praises, he was right there to deliver them. And look at this verse in Psalms 22:3. What if this were still true today? But thou art holy, O thou, that inhabitest the praises of Israel. What if it happens to be that God dwells where praises are given? Just my own personal praises. What if that draws God's attention? I was looking in the commentary. It says, thou dwellest where praise is celebrated. Where praise is going up, you will find God. And you know, a lot of times we're saying, Lord, I need you to come down and help me. What if it would be just as simple as start praising him and you will find him coming around? And maybe not all of this is that, okay, this is going to be the secret to me getting what I want. You know, when I start praising him, things are going to change. I'm going to realize he is so great that he knows what I need in my life. And it didn't change who he was, but it changed who I see him to be. He is high and lifted up, and he knows what I need in my life. There is a song. I'd like for us to sing it together. It is song number 46. These are some of the things, some of the reasons why I'll praise him. And also, you know what, if I learn better how to praise him today, it's not like once saved, always saved. I'm going to have to work at it every day because this is D.O. Teasley. I will praise him. Hallelujah. He finishes his song with, soon with joy, I'm going to reach the goal of life immortal and go sweeping through the gates of paradise, praising God. But you know what? We got to keep on living every day. I want to have his praises coming out from me. But you know what? Those praises are going to have to be more than just lip service. It's going to have to be me recognizing who God is and thanking him. You know, part of that praise would be, Lord, I want to praise you that you are able to see the thoughts and the intents and you understand me better than I do myself. Yes. And my desire is to go to heaven. So this song, oh, I praise the Lord who bought me, hallelujah. I'm a happy pilgrim bound for glory land. I am singing and I hope to sing forever. When before his throne eternal I shall stand, I will praise him, hallelujah. I will praise him more and more. If I had 10,000 lives which to praise him, I could not enough my blessed Lord adore. I will praise him for salvation, hallelujah. Richest treasure human spirits ever found. Once I wandered far away, was sad, lonely, but I'm dwelling now where pleasures e'er abound. I will praise him, hallelujah. I will praise him more and more. If I had 10,000 lives which to praise him, I could not enough my blessed Lord adore. Oh, I'll never cease to praise him, hallelujah, for he gives me peace abounding every day. He redeemed me from my sins, fully cleansed me, and I find service sweeter all the way. I will praise him, hallelujah. I will praise him more and more. If I had 10,000 lives which to praise him, I could not enough my blessed Lord adore. I will praise the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I will praise him for his mercies unto me. Then I'll praise him with the angels in the morning, when the face my dear Savior I shall see. I will praise him, hallelujah. I will praise him more and more. If I had 10,000 lives which to praise him, I could not enough my blessed Lord adore. Oh, I praise him for the strength he daily gives me. I am now to gain that heavenly prize. Soon with joy I'll reach the goal of life immortal, toll and go sweeping through the gates of paradise. I will praise Him, hallelujah. I will praise Him more and more. If I had 10,000 lives which to praise Him, I could not enough my blessed Lord adore. So as we talk about how we need to praise Him more, so what should we do? There are a lot of churches in our land that have praise services. And they will get up a band and they will strike it up. And they can sing some praise songs. You know what God's looking for is down inside my life. That I'm walking with Him, praising Him, not so much in public as it should be also there, but before it becomes public, it is in my daily life. I am able to praise Him for who He is. You know, folks, we've had a lot of prayer requests for several months.
Yes.
And you know, I've had a lot of time to think about how the Lord ought to take care of those. But I'm finding with this right here, if I would start praising Him for who He is and how He's able to see so much farther than I can see, He's able tonight to know just what's best for the Lockharts. And if I would praise Him because He has that kind of knowledge and yield myself to Him, I believe it's going to profit me. And then I can go to the Lord and say, Lord, you know, He allows us, He wants us to bring our request to Him. I can tell Him how I would like to have it. But praise is recognizing who He is compared to who I am. And it makes a big difference then when I finish off my prayer that, Lord, okay, I've told You my part, and now You know I'm just dust, and I can't even see tomorrow. And I am so thankful that You know all things, so I put it in Your hands. And it's not just in my head, but it's down in my heart that I'm able to talk to God that way. Isaiah 61:3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. What a swap. A garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. You know what? I'd say every one of us have lived long enough to know what a spirit of heaviness is. Things have come into our life and it just seems like it's crushing us down. It's getting heavier and heavier. And He says, I can swap that for a garment, wrap it up around me, a garment of praise, that God is well able to take care of these situations. So should praise be after everything is going well again? I was looking at a verse. Is it possible to praise while we're still in the trouble? I was looking at a verse in Acts 16th chapter. 16, and this is Paul and Silas. After they have gotten a beating, 22nd verse, the multitude rose up together against them. The magistrates rent off their clothes, commanded to beat them. When they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. You know, Paul and Silas have a decision to make. Now, if you ever had an opportunity to murmur, that would be an opportunity, grand opportunity right there. Lord, I've been out preaching for You. I've been doing all these things, and now I am so sore from being beaten. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them. Now, what kind of singing would that be? When I have just been beaten and I can sing praise to God, because you know what? God has not changed for them. And what they're doing is they're recognizing, you know, God has some kind of a plan in this. And I'm going to praise Him that He's still right here with us. So in the middle of the trouble, there was praise still given. I was thinking of another one while we're in Acts. Acts, because sometimes I would like living for God to be no trouble. I would praise him then if things would just go real smooth. And, you know, we would have trouble getting everybody in this chapel if it worked that way. But you know what? We can praise him in the middle of trouble. I was looking at this in Acts 5 and 40. This is when some of them are about to be beaten, the 40th verse. To him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council. Now look at this verse. Rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Now that's something to know. Okay, it could come again tomorrow. But they rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And there was one other one that I'd like to look at in 1 Peter that about having it in adversity. 1 Peter, the fourth chapter, and in the 12th verse. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. You know, if we tried to picture ourselves over there in the prison with the Lockharts, it's easy for us to talk about it here. It's another thing for them to be there. But you know what? This is what the Lord has for them. And my prayer is that we hear a testimony that comes back that God visited them and helped them in those times. You remember the father was telling us, or telling his sister there, Bertha, when she visited him. He reads this about Paul and Silas singing at midnight. And he said, you know, I just don't feel that way. I cry at midnight. And you know what? I probably would too. But you know what? Our prayers ought to be, Lord, help them to be able to come to a place where my troubles are still here. And for us, as we pray for them, troubles are still there, but we see God high and lifted up. He is well able to do everything. And what he does, we're going to have to realize, you know what he doeth? He does all things well. He has a plan that reaches farther than we can see. So there is one more song. And before we sing that song, what is the last verse? The last verse in Psalms. Anybody remember what the last verse is? Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So the only time we get off from it is if we no longer need to breathe. If we have breath, if we can draw in another one, we owe praise to God. I'm thankful that he is worthy to be praised. He is well able to take care of any problem that I face. And all of our requests that we're praying to him, you know what? When we hear about Brother Michael Williamson down there, his testimony is so great to me. Not because he is so special above anybody else, but he's showing the grace of God in his life. For hospice to tell him, okay, I pretty much know what your answer is going to be, but would you like for me to do anything to try to help you with this problem? He said, you know, God gave me my first breath, and I want to give him my last. Yes. Well, that's some praise to God. I realize who God is. You know, he could say, I tell you what, God has got to heal me, or else. But instead, that's praise. When I realize who God is, what he's doing, I cannot understand all of the influence that can flow out of a life that is consecrated to God. You know, if good things were only in our life, it would not show up so much to the world. But when we, through adversity, can say, God's my helper, whichever way he does it, I'm headed for eternity and I want to spend it with him. Yes. And he will help me through that. I'd like for us to close with, and maybe we could use this as our closing song. Maybe we could stand and sing this, number 53, because this has a verse in it that even tells me about the Lockharts. Praise him when the heart is heavy, for his children near or far. Joyfully we'll bear their burden to our God who answers prayer. Maybe we can stand and sing this. Let the gates of praise be open, sounding forth the joy within. Shout and sing, the Lord has spoken, for he saves and keeps from sin. Praise him in sanctuary. Praise him in our song and prayer. Praise him day and night, adore him, praise him, praise him everywhere. When our hearts are full of gladness, which we joyfully proclaim, how it cheers the sad and lonely, how it magnifies his name. Praise him in the sanctuary. Repraise him in our song and prayer. Praise him day and night, adore him, praise him, praise him everywhere. Praise him when the heart is heavy, for his children near or far. Joyfully we'll bear their burden to our God who answers prayer. Praise him in the sanctuary. Repraise him in our song and prayer. Praise him day and night, adore him, praise him, praise him everywhere. When the clouds above us hover and the hosts of hell are near, shout his praises, hallelujah, Christ will make them disappear. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in our song and prayer. Praise him day and night, adore him, praise him, praise him everywhere. Praise him for the love he's given. Praise him while he lendeth breath. Praise him round the throne in heaven. Praise him through the veil of death. Praise him in the sanctuary. Repraise him in
our song and prayer. Raise him day and night adore him, praise him, praise him everywhere.
So that verse, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. I'd like to do my part this next week, desire prayers.